Another exciting facet of the Plaza Classic Film Festival is this year's brand new film club. And I have with me three young filmmakers whose work appeared in the Local Flavor series last Saturday. They're Brandon Abeita, Carlos Chandler, and Skylar Carrion. Welcome, gentlemen, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah, this is they're kids who play around with video cameras and equipment and never go anywhere or do anything. And you guys seem to be off to a roaring start. How did that happen?
Well, I guess it's kind of different for all three of us.
And this is Brandon speaking.
Yes. So I started back in seventh grade, just making really really bad YouTube videos. And then just moved on. And
there's something to be said for the fact that you knew they were really bad.
Oh, yeah, they were bad. I watched them today. But I just moved on. And freshman year, I met Skylar and Carlos, and we hit it off. Best friends right off the bat.
Freshman year in?
At Coronado High School.
Okay.
From there on out, we've just been making short films together.
What was your first as a trio?
Douglas Truman
was all three of us together. Well, of course, we did Private Eyes freshman year.
Yeah, Brandon and I did a video project for a class.
All right.
Yeah, but that was just the two of us. Mm-hmm. And then we did another one for the same class that involved Carlos and another one of our friends.
But as far as like freewheeling stuff,
Douglas Truman.
Douglas Truman. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Who would care to launch into explaining the storyline of Douglas Truman, A Career in Review? This is a 12-minute comedy satire, and I believe that you, Carlos, you wrote and produced?
Produced would be the word. I did write it, yeah.
And you wrote it.
I would say that.
Come on, take the credit / blame.
We all financed it.
Financed. Yeah. You know, that's something I hadn't thought about asking you, is the money aspects. How much did you put into shooting Douglas Truman?
Close to nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Just about nothing.
I don't think we bought everything we used.
Even the chicken.
You did buy the chicken.
But we ate
explain,
it.
Please, the nature of the chicken. The role of the chicken in this particular production was...
The cat eats some of it.
The film is about an actor who has passed away, and it's a mockumentary about the career that this actor had. But it's slowly revealed that the actor is in fact a cat.
All right.
And one of the films that the cat was in was a romantic comedy, and the scene is a dinner scene, and in the middle of the table is a rotisserie chicken.
Thus the chicken,
yes.
It's like Spinal Tap with a cat is probably the best way. This is Spinal Tap, but with a cat instead of Spinal Tap.
Ah, the generational gaps. They really show sometimes in these interviews. Give me your ages in case anyone missed what your age would be at this point in high school. You're Brandon?
Brandon now. Myself, I'm 17 years
okay.
old.
And Carlos?
Yeah, I'm 17 as well.
Skylar here, and I am also 17.
Well, hot diggity. Okay, 17 years. You're mere children. I can't believe you're out alone.
But nice
okay. But this, the sophistication in Douglas Truman, for starters, you interview yourselves as different characters who are apparently commenting on the career of said cat. Who came up with this particular idea, I guess? Are you to blame, Carlos?
We had another guy in our group, Austin Fritz,
yes.
who's not here with us today. He didn't pass away or anything, but he's just not here. He was with interrogation with us. Did he come up with the cat?
I think it was all of us because it started with the idea. We were like, it'd be funny if we just remade movies with cats. It'd be funny if we did Fight Club.
Start off as a joke.
With cats instead of
people. Started
out
as a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part.
And then it became...
okay.
And then it turned into what you see in the short.
But that all joke right. wasn't funny enough, so we had to add the documentary stuff. Otherwise,
it
would have no.
It starts compounding. That's creativity. Will do that.
It was funny enough for us, but not for other people.
So. I don't know. It had its moments. That was a very talented cat, I must say. You're going to be wranglers eventually in the movie biz for sure, because of the way he handled that cat was remarkable. Let's move on to Interrogation 101. Now, this is an 18-minute and 5-second movie that y'all put together. Again, Carlos, you were the script writer.
Yes, ma'am.
Who wants to tackle an explanation of the structure of this film?
Well, structure.
What is structure?
Yeah. As in the way it came together or this is the plot?
Well, the plot. One of the first statements that goes up on screen is how to properly interrogate a criminal using real police-approved methods. Talk to me about that.
We had a different idea for a movie for 2 weeks, and it went nowhere. So the third week starts, and Carlos comes in. He's like, I've got a fresh idea. It's brand new. I wrote half a script. He finished a script, and it was like an instructional video to incoming police officers about how to properly interrogate a criminal.
Okay.
But the two police officers, the two cops doing the video are very inept. Mm-hmm. They don't really know what they're doing.
All right. And it goes on from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you actually reference The Good Cop, Bad Cop. Pride and Ego Down is the second technique. Mm-hmm. And the third technique is the Reed technique, which has 9 steps. Where did you get this stuff?
I saw it on Wikipedia, and I thought it was really funny.
Wikipedia. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was funny that police officers did that.
So this is for real. I mean, you garnered this from a legitimate structure.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at
other
sources, yeah. Okay. Just to make sure.
Not just Wikipedia.
I mean, it's probably really sad for the people they use it on because the whole point is to put innocent people in jail. But I thought it was funny. It was very funny to me. I've never been put in jail, so.
Well, let me ask you. Let's back up, and I want to talk about the film club in general.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the importance of something like the film club, and what opportunities is it offering you?
It was fantastic. It was 11 days. We were there watching all the movies, just about all the movies that we could catch that didn't overlap with the other ones. And we got to meet some great people. We we met Mary Badham from To Kill a Mockingbird, and she was just fantastic. Skylar and I talked to her for 5 hours. She was incredible. She really sweet, and she just gave us a lot of tips.
At the end of the day, she called us her crew. And I was very – I was so excited that she said that. It made me very happy.
Well, I'm increasingly convinced that who you know and knowing how to network are key to – and successful collaboration are key to success in the art. They're very important. So what about you, Carlos?
The thing I liked about the film club, actually, I think – and this is – obviously not like behind the whole meaning of it, but you do get half price on the film pass, and that was really nice.
Hey, it matters when you're youths.
Yeah.
And you all were like the first to sign up. How did that happen?
Just because Mr. Holland, we had him in the class, and he knew us, and he knew we'd sign up for it. So he told us there's this thing going around, if we can get enough kids to sign up for it.
And this was Mr.
Edward Holland, who's at Coronado High School, and known him for a while, and he knows Chuck, and kind of.
Oh, he had an awareness of the festival, and knows
certainly.
Chuck Horak. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Excellent connections, networking. Mm-hmm, yeah. It's invaluable, and to have somebody looking out for your personal interests in certain areas, and to get their students excited. What are some of the other bennies for the film club?
Well, they give you lunch sometimes.
Awesome lunch.
Yeah, no, they're little sliders and quesadillas.
They're
and
great.
Fruit.
Loved it.
But seriously,
the intellectual response.
But seriously, though, it was
meeting people.
It's just a blast to be there with other people that love movies, you know, and to see all these movies and to really soak it all in. Even if you've seen them, they show some of my favorites. Yeah. They're very personal to me. And some movies that I'd never seen, and to get to see them for the first time on the big screen was just amazing.
As cinephiles, do y'all feel like absolute geek outcasts, or are you the in crowd at school?
I kind of hide my power level sometimes. Play my cards close to my chest because, I don't know. No one likes likes pretentious people.
I think we seem to get along with most people.
We're just... I mean, we sort of work our way in and out of the different social cliques,
it's chameleons.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we're easy to get along with. And
I don't know about me, but.
I can't speak for Carlos, but Brandon and I are.
As far as you know, is that it for the film club? Nothing else happens until next year, or are there ongoing activities?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. They might be.
Maybe
they might
Halloween.
Email us for something because they do have movies that they do have. They have one movie planned for Halloween and a few for Christmas. They might have something for those. But
in
other
which you
than
can
that,
participate. What was the importance, the significance to you all of having your Interrogation 101, your very own movie, shown as part of the Local Flavor series?
It was really neat. People reacted really well to it. Mm-hmm. And we also got to talk about the program that we're in, where we made Interrogation 101 that takes place at Coronado High School in the summer. Mm-hmm. We really want to expand that and get a lot more students that are into film involved with this film club that's run by our journalism teacher, Mr. Seifert, at Coronado High School. It's really fun. It's a great program. We did Douglas Truman there last year and then Interrogation 101 this year. Mm-hmm. And we got to work with several other groups, and it's not a very large group that takes place in this film camp. Mm-hmm. But we want to get the word out and have more people take part in it.
Excellent. I hope it will grow. Ideally, what are your actual aspirations as filmmakers? Do you think you'll make a living at it?
I would love to. That's the goal. That's the dream. Mm-hmm. And you can't have goals without dreams, you know?
Yeah.
I think you're on your way. I want to thank my guests today. A really fun trio of young filmmakers, Brandon Aveita, Carlos Chandler, and Skylar Carrion, who are members of the Film Club, which is brand new this year, part of the Plaza Classic Film Festival. And I suspect there's still information available regarding participation in the Film Club through the festival. I'd say it'd be safe to look out for more presentations from this trio and maybe something else in the Local Flavor series next year. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.